Phil will now read the first of our five letters.
We heard earlier that the heatwave is threatening wildlife. Gillian Hollis Graves in Hemblington wrote to ask other readers to help wild birds and animals. May I send out another sob call to all readers to please, please help our wonderful and fast diminishing wild birds and animals in this ongoing drought. Most especially, please put out water plus crumbs. Seed and peanuts spread around the lawn or yard will be gratefully received. I've recently spotted a beautiful rook on a feeder and also a woodpecker, just a sign of how desperate the birds are. I've never seen this before. Blackbirds also appreciate small apples cut in half. Battered and bruised is fine. Your help could mean the difference between life and death for these wonderful creatures in this continuing fierce heat, where the ground is rock hard due to ongoing drought with still no rain in sight. My hedgehogs are surviving with seed, hedgehog biscuits and suet fat ball crumbs, as well as critical water, and Sammy the squirrel is raiding the sunflower feeder. Just this week we've also had a huge peahen, like a small ostrich, visiting to drink and get a meal. It's scary. Please help. I'm praying for the rain. Meanwhile, please be kind and help our dwindling wildlife survive.
Bill Woolnough of Swanton Morley wrote in about gardeners' heatwave woes. He said, Gillian Douglas in the EDP of July the 18th points to the difficulties for gardeners, especially now that we have a hosepipe ban. I grow a few vegetables and I found this to be the most difficult year I've ever known. From the start of the growing season, many seeds fail to germinate, and runner beans, after a good start, are not producing any beans from many flowers. This would seem to be caused by a lack of insects, in particular bees, which seem to disappear completely during the first heat wave. There are still very few bees and hoverflies in evidence, which is very worrying for the future of our gardens. It would be interesting to know if other gardeners are having similar problems in this most unusual gardening year.
The news about the park benches do not impress Jane Woods in Eton. Is it April Fools? Or are we, the public, being taken for fools? The latest bright idea by the new green administration of Norwich City Council to remove arms from benches so the homeless can have a nice, comfy, warm kip on them is unbelievable in its stupidity. I'm totally against homelessness and believe everyone, regardless of their circumstances, should have access to a bed for the night if they choose. If a person chooses homelessness to be able to continue their lifestyle, they should still be offered help. But a park bench? It's insulting, to say the least. What about people with disabilities who need support? A bench arm, for example, to get up and down if sitting. Do the Green Party not want disabled people using park benches? Or will they introduce a booking system like the tips? I truly despair at local authorities who spend taxpayers' money on such ill-thought-out ideas. Please, Norwich City Council, just spend my money on the things you're meant to.
Regular correspondent Marcus Moore was also unimpressed. The Greens' removal of bench armrests to make them more comfortable for homeless people to sleep on. Removing bench armrests to make them more comfortable for sleeping is an absolutely ridiculous move that will only attract more rough sleepers and potentially bring drunks and drug dealers to our streets.
It's been reported that a large data centre may be built near Keswick on the outskirts of the city. John Meacham in Cringleford has a suggestion. I see the proposed Keswick data centre is once more under discussion. I do wonder how many of the protesters create or consume the media that will be stored there and whether that might weaken their objections. I can understand the concerns about water usage in the light of the American approach, but we'd do better. Why not take advantage of the abundant heat that such centres need to dissipate and build a greenhouse complex next door? That way we might grow our own replacements for the exotic fruit that's currently air freighted from the tropics to fill supermarket shelves. I don't claim it's an original idea, as the large greenhouses a little further east on the A47 exist to make use of nearby unwanted byproducts.